ngữ pháp và cách dùng từ.
1. Rồi. This word with the meaning of time was introduced in lessons 7 and 9 of elementary Vietnamese. Rồi may be placed at the end of a sentence to emphasize what has been spoken of in the statement as a thing already done, as a fait accompli. Note that in this use, rồi maintains one of its original meanings, already.
Làm được như thế là tốt rồi.
What has been done is already good.
Anh không tránh các điểm thi đại học rồi.
You didn't avoid the places where the entrance exams to colleges and universities were taken. 2.
Thì chị bảo, thì anh bảo.
In conversational Vietnamese, this expression is used by a speaker to give an explanation of what the other person has started speaking of.
Tiền nhà cao quá.
The rent is so high.
Thì anh bảo, muốn ở trung tâm thành phố, tiền nhà phải cao.
You know, if you want to live downtown, you have to pay such a high rent.
Thì chị bảo, có biết trước đâu mà tránh.
You know, I had no idea about that before, so I couldn't avoid it. 3.
Nữa cơ.
This particle is placed at the end of a statement to emphasize something, usually negative, that is added to what has been spoken of.
Còn
or
lại còn
is often used before the verb to make more emphasis.
Ngoài trời gió to quá.
The wind is strong out there.
Lại còn mưa nữa cơ.
It's raining too.
Thậm chí tôi còn không biết hôm nay thi đại học nữa cơ.
I even don't know that the entrance exams to colleges took place today. 4. Sentence plus subject plus
mới
plus verb.
Mới
with the meaning not until was introduced in lesson 14 of elementary Vietnamese. The time expression preceding the subject in this construction can be a sentence.
Anh ấy đến. Chúng ta mới đi được.
We will not be able to leave until he arrives.
Nghe những người xung quanh cũng bị tắc đường như tôi nói. Tôi mới biết.
I didn't know until I heard the conversation of those who got stuck in the traffic jam like me. 5. Sentence plus
nhỉ.
The particle
nhỉ
is placed at the end of a statement to convey the polite emphasis on what has just been spoken of, and in some cases, the speaker uses
nhỉ
to express his or her hope that the person the speaker is talking to will agree to his or her statement.
Hôm nay trời đẹp quá nhỉ.
The weather today is just gorgeous, isn't it?
Dạo này ông ấy khó tính quá nhỉ.
He has become difficult to please now, right? 6.
Chậm chậm. Nhẹ nhẹ.
There is a number of reduplicative adjectives that convey the quality or the feature at a lower degree than the base adjective. The base adjective is entirely repeated, or syllable is entirely repeated, but the tones of the two syllables of the reduplicatives are different. The reduplicative with the two components having the same tone and the reduplicative with two components having different tones convey the same degree of the quality or feature. Here are a few reduplicative adjectives of this kind which are derived from the monosyllabic adjectives you already know.
Chậm, chậm chậm, chậm chậm, nhẹ, nhẹ nhẹ. Nhẹ nhẹ, nặng, nặng nặng, nặng nặng, lạnh, lạnh lạnh, lạnh lạnh, muộn, muộn muộn, muộn muộn, trẻ, trẻ trẻ, che trẻ, nhỏ, nhỏ nhỏ, nho nhỏ, khỏe, khỏe khỏe, khoe khỏe, mới, mới mới, mới mới, khó, khó khó, kho khó, cũ, cũ cũ, cu cũ, dễ, dễ dễ, dê dễ.
7.
Đại khái như, đại khái là.
This phrase is used at the beginning of a statement when the speaker cannot or does not want to be precise about something he, she is going to speak of.
Tôi không nhớ rõ mình đã đi thăm những thành phố nào ở đồng bằng sông Cửu Long, nhưng đại khái là Mỹ Tho, Cần Thơ, Long Xuyên.
I don't remember what cities in the Mekong Delta I visited, but approximately Mai Tho, Can Tho, Long Xuyên.
Đại khái
may be used as an adverb after a verb to modify it.
Tôi không nhớ rõ, chỉ nhớ đại khái thôi.
I don't remember exactly. I have just a vague recollection of that. 8.
Quốc gia, nhà nước.
And?
Nước.
The word
quốc gia
that was borrowed from Chinese and originally means state country, is rarely used as a noun in contemporary Vietnamese. Literally,
quốc
means
nước, gia
means
nhà, quốc gia
functions as an adjective in the names of a number of institutions in Vietnam with the meaning national.
Thư viện quốc gia, Đại học quốc gia, rừng quốc gia Cúc Phương.
National Rainforest in Ninh Bình Province. The noun
nước
conveys the meaning country, nation, and refers to a country or nation, such as in the phrases
các nước đang phát triển,
the developing countries,
sinh viên nhiều nước đang học tại Đại học Quốc gia Hà Nội và Đại học Quốc gia Thành phố Hồ Chí Minh.
Students from many countries are studying at Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City National Universities.
Nhà nước,
which is the translation of the Chinese borrowing, refers to the government or political organization of a country, as in
Chủ tịch nhà nước,
the chairperson of the state. It also denotes a state-owned or state-run institution, a government office, as in
Ngân hàng nhà nước, cơ quan nhà nước, công ty nhà nước.
9.
Giáo sư, tiến sĩ, bác sĩ,
as a second personal pronoun. In addition to
thầy
and
cô,
there are a few nouns indicating a profession or an academic title or degree which can be used as a second personal pronoun, you, in formal Vietnamese. They are
giáo sư
when addressing a professor,
tiến sĩ
when addressing a PhD, and
bác sĩ
when addressing a physician. 10.
Mới, thôi, thôi,
is used as an emphatic particle in the restrictive construction
chỉ thôi,
and was introduced in lesson 11 of elementary Vietnamese. It can be used as an emphatic particle at the end of a statement containing
mới,
with the meaning just, and usually refers to the past tense.
Anh ấy mới đến cách đây độ 5 phút thôi.
He just came about 5 minutes ago.
Tên Đại học Quốc gia Hà Nội mới có từ năm 1993 thôi.
The name Hanoi National University has existed just since 1993.
Mới.
With this meaning is used in expressions about someone's age, which is translated into English as only.
Năm nay, anh ấy mới 22 thôi.
He is only 22 years old.